The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And I have to say, this was a major, major week for me. And not only was it just an incredible week, you know, around the world and the tragedies in Japan and the continuing unfolding of what's going on over in the Middle East. But I have to share, and something I'm very happy about personally, we finally buttoned up some things that we needed to do at T3 Live together. And what that basically means is at this stage, something I've talked to you about and very excited about for a while, we finally got it together where we will be able to bring you Magnet back at T3 Live. What we've had is a very encouraging expanding of things over at the FACTS level. And that's, again, the new acronym that we built on after Magnet, looking for the most trustworthy companies. The question was, would we be able to figure out a way to do both? And we have. So let me share with you, very, very important, the website t3live.com. T3live.com. See if you can get yourself to get started if you'd like a complimentary subscription. I have a trading account, real money, where I'm buying and selling. You can see exactly what I'm doing, in fact, when I'm doing it. And this is probably the most important feature we've ever had available for my clients and my followers. We'll be unrolling shortly services where you can get the Magnet newsletter with our top-ranked stocks, even an ability to submit any stock you would like to find out what the Magnet score is. And so let me share, today's Thursday. Back on Tuesday, he had a great talk in New York City at a landmark of the National Arts Center, great crowd over there. And, you know, as I was preparing my talk, you know, what was unfolding in Japan was, again, just unprecedented disaster, and we really, our thoughts and our hearts go out to everybody over there. And you know, what's really important, as I started to do it, I realized 2 years ago when I spoke there, we were right in the middle of a series of just the vortex of the bottom of the market in December of 08. And I was thinking, it seems like every time I give a major talk, every time I go on vacation, something else happens. And why is it always happening around my time frame? And then I realized, it actually has nothing to do with me. There's something always going on. There's something in a world this big, in a world this complex, where news travels around the globe in real time, something is always going to be happening to keep us off of center, to keep us from thinking straight, from keeping us from thinking long term. And this goes back, I've now been in the business 25 years, and there's a great actual piece put out by one of the big mutual funds saying there's always a reason not to invest. And they go through literally every year in major events, and you know, each year there's more than one event, but whether it's the dollar crashing or Saddam Hussein or whatever it is at the given moment, there's a reason why this time it's different. this time it's not coming back, and this time, unfortunately, you know, it's all over. And each time we look back and each time we go forward, we say, why didn't we use that opportunity of fear to buy things on the cheap, to buy things when we could get in at low prices? And so let me share with you, it was just a couple of weeks ago on CNBC and on Fox, and everybody, myself included, was saying the market is a little extended here. We're in a bull market. We're in a good environment. The economy's getting better. The economic numbers are getting better, but we're overbought. We need a correction. And I'd say, look, when that correction comes, everyone's going to be afraid to invest anyway. So what you really do need to do is you need to find the times, you get your watch list ready. For me, what that means is the top-ranked magnet stocks, using a series of technical indicators to find out kind of whether they're oversold or overbought. And when they get oversold, I go in there and buy. And the trading account, the T3 Live, just went live for me yesterday again. You could see exactly what positions I already bought. I've already, in fact, sold one I bought yesterday. I got a little lucky on something unexpected. There was a return that was too high for one given day. So I took that trade. But you could see what I'm actually buying and selling literally in real time, what I'm shorting, what I'm buying. And that's just very exciting because, you know, as much as I'm infatuated as what we're doing with the most trustworthy companies, and that's a different approach altogether. It's an investing approach of finding companies that not only rank up highly on magnet, the financials, but also on the non-financials, the transparency, the sustainability, the corporate governance. And I'm proud to say that that product, which is being sold across Wall Street, you go to your broker and ask them, do you have the Navalier Kimmel facts portfolio? The answer is yes, we have it. And the whole idea is I am not the portfolio manager there. I am, in fact, licensing my model away. And so all I can say is that very clearly there's an opportunity whether you want to invest or whether you want to trade using Magnet. We can now help everybody who's been following me for years. Tell your friends, and let me, in fact, go to a place over here. I'm going to actually look up my phone number. I'm going to give you my personal direct line for Jordan at T3 Live. And again, not too many portfolio managers will do this, not too many folks in the business, as long as I have, are willing to do that. But my direct number at work is 646-845-4292. And I'm not handling individual accounts anymore, but I think what everybody should do is get themselves a complimentary look at T3 Live, see if it works for you, see if the subscription works for you, because there I'll actually be able to give you real-time advice, not only once a week here on Voice America and when I come on CNBC and Fox, but actually get me on the phone, see what I'm buying and when I'm buying. And so let me just go back to the macro picture real quick to fill us in. And I hate to sound so easy, but there is something that is so incredibly easy, folks. Please remember this. It will work literally forever. And there's something that's called a yield curve. And I've talked about this in the past, but when you have a positively sloped yield curve, there has really never been a time in American history that the economy wasn't stronger 3, 6, and 9 months later. So what is a yield curve again? When you plot the yield on the shortest term debt instruments, the treasury bills, and you plot them versus treasury bonds and the curve, the 1 year, the 2 year, the 5 year, the 10 year, even the old 30 years, they stopped printing at this point. If that slope of that point is positive, your economy is getting stronger and stronger, and that will show up in the stock market over time. if the yield curve gets inverted, and it does, folks, every 2 or 3 years, bull markets don't run forever. When that yield curve gets inverted, what that means is the lending picture, the tightness of money, the ability of capital to flow more freely gets tightened up. And when that yield curve inverts, what you hear by many economists is, again, this time it's different. Don't worry about it. This time it's not going to lead to a recession. It's not going to lead to a tightening. And you know what? It doesn't always. And there's a joke among economists that the negatively sloped yield curve, when it comes, has predicted 15 of the last 8 recessions. And what they mean there is sometimes that just doesn't work. The yield curve temporarily inverts and then gets back into a normal position again. When that yield curve inverts, folks, I'm going to tell you about it. I'm going to tell you, just duck. It doesn't mean the world's ending. It doesn't mean things are going crazy. It just simply means the yield curve is inverted, and it's a much more dangerous environment for the economy. At the moment, the yield curve is very steep. Don't let anybody tell you this country's falling off a cliff, that we don't make anything, that we don't manufacture anything, and by the way, nobody works here anymore. The unemployment rate, while high, is very skewed among the unskilled. And even the slightly skilled are having an incredibly hard time making payments and keeping up in this world of increasing inflation, although we hear there's no inflation. The point is, if you really have a skill and you really have an ability to add value to a company, there are places to work, there are companies that are hiring, but more importantly, there's a great opportunity for this economy to continue to get stronger. So this yield curve is positive, folks. We are in a very clear bull market, a bull market seeing consumerism spreading around the world. Now, this is all my take here. Very interesting. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have a technical analyst come on. A technical analyst, they shouldn't have any emotions. They shouldn't even have any opinions on what might happen. They just will tell you diagnostically what they're seeing. I'm very, very curious to bring on our guest. You know, when she comes on at the bottom of the hour, what you're going to be hearing from will be very interesting. We're going to bring on later on in the show a woman that I met over at the last financial conference. Great reputation, Jeanette Young. She's both a CFP and a CMT. We'll be interested to hear her opinion, but what I can tell you, what I see is clear as day. The magnet stocks are working. We have a pullback in effect, an opportunity to step in and buy stocks on the cheap again. You have to be selective. That's what I always talk about here on Magnet Investing. Being selective and having a game plan is the key to profitable investing. And when we come back, I'm going to dig a little bit deeper on specifically what I'm seeing, and then we'll get into some technical action with Jeanette Young. Folks, we'll be right back. Stick with us. It's Magnet Investing on Voice America Business. We'll be right back following this quick break.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And what I could share with you without any doubt in my mind here is that not only are we in a bull market, we're in a bull market that is completely and totally unloved by the general public. And what's so interesting and what I find to be probably the most fascinating part of the whole business that I'm in here right now is that you can actually get on TV all you ever want if you just go out and say, the world is ending, the market's crashing, blah, 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 and come up with as many reasons as you possibly can for why that's all going to happen. What I believe unequivocally and what I see unequivocally is a market that just doesn't have any interest in participating in the real negative downside. Now, what I could tell you is I'm so interested in what I'm doing. I'm actually putting in a market order on something that I'm doing right now. And so I'm following you in real time, but I tell you, I love to invest. And what's going on here right now for me is I see so much opportunity that I just don't want to let it slip away. So what you have here right now, and this is clearly important, over the last week or so, I mean, you saw what's taking place in Japan, and again, I don't want to minimize it. I think we really need to spend some time to think how fortunate we are to be in a safe zone when we are, and then when calamity breaks out, I think we could all learn a little something, frankly, from the Japanese. I think there's a great little piece that I read through in Investors Daily, which talked about not only, you know, were they the most prepared, but I think what was so fascinating is that everything you saw from Japan, how orderly they behaved, how they shared the water, how no one was cutting lines, no one was breaking windows and stealing color TVs. The fact is, with all the unbelievable devastation that we saw there, people acted very civilly, and you know what happens after this, and I don't want to, you know, say how quickly everything will get better, because, you know, we all know that there's going to be some problems over there and this radiation and all these things, but when the air clears, all you'll be hearing about at that point will be the amount of reconstruction going on, the amount of construction materials needed, the amount of capital going to improve and repair things. So one of, I think, the greatest thinkers I've ever had on this radio show, clearly one of the best investors that's out there, Jimmy Rogers, when I talked to him about It was a question I asked them. People talk about in China the pollution itself is going to just kill everybody. Isn't that going to undermine all the progress over there? And he said to me, Jordan, don't think of the pollution as a problem. Think of the opportunity that exists for anyone that could actually solve that problem. And this is, again, the best way to think. This is what ingenuity is about. This is how business gets created. This is how money continues to flow to new capital. And what I talked about on the talk back on Tuesday at the National Arts Center was actually going back to this column, and I just clipped out the daily piece out of the Investors Daily on page 2. On the page 2, every day, A2, they go through a page. I'm going to go to it right now. It's called Trends and Innovations. And every day there's 4 or 5 technical breakthroughs that are taking place. And I didn't even look at it today, but spintronics is the key to faster chips, smaller, faster, cheaper, blah, 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 blah. Tiny rods display big potential. A new memory chip design. A vibration dampener for scientific instruments. So what happens here is that lost on the public when they watch television is that not only are there horrific problems taking place every day, but there are scientific breakthroughs helping us to live longer, helping us to live better, helping us to actually have more leisure time. So while everyone wants to paint a picture of how horrible things are, what I will tell you, and one of the things I love to share, is that I honestly have no idea what will be in the magnet portfolio in a month, in a year, or in 5 years. And anyone that wants to tell you what's going to happen here, then, and there, they're actually kidding you, because nobody can tell you that. As smart as they think they are, they think they understand the cause and effect of dollar yen, dollar bund, global warming, global heating. No one understands really what's going to happen because the world itself is too complex. Think instead of diagnostic. In a little while, I'll have a technical analyst on, and I've never really heard how she speaks before, but we're going to find out. But the reality is, in the magnet world and in the world of facts, which is a quantitative, multifactored system, one finding the fastest-growing momentum companies with the best valuation. Very rare breed of bird, and that's what magnet's all about, or facts, the most trustworthy companies. By looking at as many factors as possible and asking the simple questions repetitively, which are the companies with the fastest-growing profit margins? Which are the companies with the fastest-growing current cash flow? Which are the companies actually going up in price with the best valuation? Where are institutions buying and accumulating stock where they're just kind of getting filled on these, say, mid-cap stocks that are $500 million and still too small for large-cap funds to even buy them? Which are those companies? And I'm not going to predict what industry they're in. I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen in 6 months and a year. All I can tell you is that when the advanced decline line is healthy, when the yield curve is steep, when I can find companies that rank highly on magnet that are going up in value, I really don't care about much else. It's really all I want to do. I want to invest in those companies. I also want to invest in companies that I think are overvalued. And in fact, the trade I made just a minute ago with selling a stock short, despite the fact that I think that we are in an oversold market that wants to go higher, each and every company is different. Each and every stock is different. And when someone would ask you, how is real estate, I would ask them where. I will tell you that the real estate for co-ops in Manhattan is different than the real estate market in areas of Florida, which is different than areas in São Paulo, which is different than Shanghai. So it all depends, folks, where you live, and real estate is local, just like politics. If you want to talk about the stock market being overvalued and talk about 5,000 or 6,000 companies or the S&P 500, then, folks, what you've done is you've lost me and you've lost my interest. If there's another question that you say is, are there any companies in any industries that are actually beating the literal pants off of their competitors, meaning their cash flow is accelerating to a point where they kind of stand out on my software program? And when you go through these 16 different things, all I want to make sure is that we're not in a meltdown situation, because when the market is melting down, 4 out of 5 stocks are going to follow that path of the line, and you don't want to be talking about why things are going to be better in 2 and 3 years. It might be best to step aside. It might even be best to play the short side of the market. When the yield curve is steep and the market is strong, what you want to do is wait and be patient and wait for that pullback that comes in every stock and in every market. And when that pullback comes, that's like seeing the white of the eyes. That's what you've been waiting for. And unfortunately, frankly, that's when most people panic and they say, well, this time it's different. Let me kind of wait this out. This is kind of different. And then the market starts to go back up again. And they say, well, now I'll wait for the pullback. And, I mean, it's this deadly cycle where people get caught up in their emotions. They leave the finger on the trigger, and they just can't pull. So what I will tell you, at you go to T3 Live, call them up, ask them for a 2-week sample account. You can see what I've just bought and sold, what I just sold short in the last 24 hours, what's open in my portfolio, not what I'm thinking about, but what I'm actually doing with real money. And one of the keys of T3 is I am an investor. I do like to trade. But over there, they also have 6 or 7 of the top short-term swing traders, income traders, cash flow traders that are out there. So it's not only me. I've joined a great team over at T3 Live. Go over there, see what they're thinking about, see what they're chatting about, and it's actually complimentary, I think, for a 2-week trial. So go over there, see what you like, see if it makes sense for you. In the meantime, that music in my ear again means it's time for a quick break. We're going to bring on, after the break, Jeanette Young. She's both a CFP and a CMT. She's a Market Technician Association. And what we'll do is we'll be right back with Jeanette. I want to hear what she's thinking about this market from the technical side. We'll be right back with more Magnet Investing right after this quick break.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here. Perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Magna Investing. And as always, rather than tell you what I like to think all day, I always want to bring on leading experts with different opinions, different walks of life. And what we want to do here right now is bring on Jeanette Young. She is both a CFP and a CMT. She is a CMT program director at the Market Technicians Association. And folks, I don't know Jeanette well, but we met a couple of weeks ago at New York Trading Show. I know she's got a great reputation, so I asked her to come on and join us. Jeanette, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's going to be a great blast, a lot of fun here on good old St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, and before we go out and can't handle this at the end of the day, let's do it now. And Jeanette, I really, you know, and honestly don't know you well, so I know you've got a great background. Don't be shy. Share with our listeners who you are, where you've been, and then, of course, we really want to know what you're thinking about this environment we're in these days.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, fine. So I've been a financial professional, actually, for the past 30 years. It sounds like a long time, but it really moves very quickly when you're doing something you really love. And finance is something I really do love. I actually started as an investor at 12 years old when my father told me that I wasn't going to get a Christmas present and that I had to pick out a stock instead of a Christmas present. So that was how I got involved in the market, would you believe?
Love it. I love the story.
Yeah, and my first stock, of course, was General Electric. Talk about topical stocks for today. And General Electric was what I bought, 10 whole shares of GE. And at that point, my father was a physician, my mother was a physician, and neither of them had time for investments. So my brother is a musician, and my sister had no interest, so I got stuck reading all the annual reports. And that's how I kind of got into this. Then, of course, I went to college and graduated. Eventually, became an employee of Thompson McKinnon Securities, where I learned about technical analysis and was under the tutelage of Jack Solomon, where I really honed my skills pretty well. And since then, I have grown, and I specialized in options in the 80s when it was just beginning, when everybody was just hitting the fan and the spiders were just beginning. And I just was so lucky to be there for all these beginnings and to see the thing evolve and develop. Later on, of course, I went to the pits where I traded in the pit at the New York Board of Trade, which is now ICE, Intercontinental Exchange, and on the COMEX, which is the part of the CME at this moment, because they bought NYMEX, COMEX. COMEX is where you trade precious metals. And I was an option seat holder as well as an option trader. I have a background in trading. I used to trade coffee. I was in a movie called The Pit about coffee traders. Really interesting. I traded sugar. I did a little bit of cotton, but backed away from that because it was like kind of batted around too much by the producers. I did trade currencies. And I traded mostly Russell 2000 and 1000. And I used to hedge that with the S&P 500, 400 combo so that I could offset some of my risk.
Let me just interrupt you for a second. You know, what I clearly hear is that, you know, it's one thing to be an academic first and to kind of tell people how to do and what to do. But if you haven't done it before, if you haven't traded your own account, if you haven't been in the pit, I believe it's almost impossible to have the knowledge base that you have that you've obviously built up. So let me jump into the subject matter here, if we can, Jeanette. With all your experience, you know, the first thing I want to kind of share with you, you know, a market technician, share with everybody, I don't think that a market technician should have a whole lot of belief of what's going to happen, but more of an understanding about what is happening. And tell me if you think I have that right or wrong.
Well, you do and you don't. I mean, in actuality, a market technician takes a look at the previous price actions and the supply and demand in the market, and we interpret it. And what we do is we judge the market from past behaviors, and we can kind of project. And this is always adjusted for whatever is current, so we are likely to change our minds midstream and say, oh, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Anyway, because that's the way it is. I mean, if we look at a chart or price action of a security, a future, an index, just as a physician, a cardiologist, looks at an electrocardiogram for information. That electrocardiogram tells certain things that you can't see with the naked eye without looking at this chart. And mm-hmm. we have the same philosophy. We look at a chart which tells us things about the market, insider information, things that are changing, things that we have no information about but are reflected in how much somebody is willing to pay for something or how little they're willing to pay for it. You know, and this is reflected in the chart. That's what we're looking at.
Correct me if I'm wrong. We're really looking at an age-old thing that goes back before the, you know, computers and back before charts were created, but something simply called supply and demand.
Absolutely, and that's what we base our studies on. We have all kinds of studies that all kinds of, you know, things that we do to a chart, but this is all supply and demand. That's it, the basic tenet, supply and demand, and it tells us volumes about the action of the markets.
Right, and so let me ask you this. This is a really interesting, you know, question for you, because I use charts. I'm probably, you know, all kinds of different programs. One of the guys who actually has a big program called TC2000 talks about the fact that sometimes you look at a chart and it's not conclusive. But you know, what I think is some people believe that they can look at a chart and come up with a story for every chart that they see. And I want you to comment on that.
Well, in essence, you can come up with a comment with every chart you see, because one comment just maybe it's inconclusive, and that is in fact a comment, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Exactly.
The difference comes when you're looking at different time frames. For example, I could look at the S&P 500 or the Russell 2000, and I could look at it on a daily chart, and it'll tell me one thing. And I look at a weekly chart, it'll tell me quite something else, and a monthly chart will tell me something else. Am I going to trade from a monthly chart? It's not likely that I would. Would I? You know, it's just too long. I mean, but it's going to tell me if it's got a problem here. It's going to tell me in an overview how much that problem is going to be. And then for intraday trading, I mean, I'll look at a trade flow chart of 20 minutes, and I will put Ichimoku candles on it, I'll put volume bars on it, and I will run a fast stoke, and I'll get a quick idea as to what's going on in the market right here and now.
That's perfect, and I think that's really super. I mean, you're even bringing up something that often baffles me, is that clearly you look at a daily chart, a weekly chart, and a monthly chart. They could tell you different stories. And I guess what I want to do here, just because I think most of our listeners, Jeanette, are equity traders, let's try to stick with the equities. If you were looking to trade in equity, do you create a watch list, if you will, using any fundamentals, or do you find a way to find a basket of stocks and then just look at technicals? Are you interested in fundamentals, or do they do they confuse the actual, cold-blooded trading that you could do technically?
Well, first of all, I do trade equities. I do manage accounts that trade equities. I do look at fundamentals. I know, as a purist, as a technical analyst, I do admit that I need to find a company that makes sense to me, that earns money doing what they profess to do. And
okay.
I want to see growth. I want to see insider ownership. I would like them to pay a dividend, which is to give me something incentivizing me to keep my money in there. And all of those objects are okay. And, of course, I don't like heavy pension debt. I don't like, other things that I look at that are liabilities. Well, then I will pull up all my charts and start reviewing them and on those companies that have isolated for those things.
Right. So I mean, I've met people who literally say, I want to cover up the name of the stock. I want to cover up the sector of the stock. It's only going to confuse me. You think that maybe is too big of a bite of the apple?
I'm just telling you what I do.
Right, okay.
So I'm not going to say what somebody else is doing is wrong, because if it works for them, then it's obviously not wrong. But I'm telling you what I do for me works, and my results are very good. With
right.
regard to having those parameters met and then going from there.
Jeanette, let me just share with you, I think you said something so important, something I've repeated on the show for 6 years, is that there's so many ways to participate in the market, whether it's day trading, swing trading, or long-term investing. If it's successful for you, I think that's really the key, and this is what I really advise everyone. Do it. What's best for you. Figure out who you are, what really makes sense for you. I think your comment is really dead on. What I'd like to do, there's more to cover. I'd love to cover, Jeanette, what you're actually seeing and thinking about this market itself. We are going to come up to a commercial break in a couple minutes. So what I'd love you to do, if you would like to, you have information to share, whether it's your website, a phone number, a contact, your organization, feel free to do that now, and maybe they could follow that after the break.
Well, I work for the Market Technicians Association, and we certify technical analysts. We educate analysts, and you can find me at Jeanette at MTA, not the choo-choo people, .org. And don't put in the choo-choo people. Or you can get my newsletter, which is free to the public, to anybody who wants to read it, at www.OisAndOpen.com.
Right, and we're going to go over that again because I didn't even catch it. I'm going to read your newsletter. What I love to do is patch together, what a lot of different people think. It's not that I follow it, but I think it's really important, especially with people with a lot of experience, to know what they're thinking, to just make sure you're looking at both sides of the equation. And, I think your experience, your knowledge is vast. We're going to come back with you, Jeanette. I appreciate you taking some time to share some more. We are currently talking to Jeanette Young. She's going to stick with us for a little bit more, but we do need a quick commercial break. We'll be right back following this quick break.
The market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back one more time. We're talking with Jeanette Young, a CFP and a CMT. And Jeanette, you said something in the very beginning of the last segment. I want to kind of drill a little bit further on that. You mentioned that you're willing to take an opinion, to take a stand, to open a trade, if you will. But as a technician, you're willing to change your mind. And I think that one of the things I want to talk about is that when people think with all your experience, well, you must get everything right, talk about the fact, how much you expect to get right, but more importantly, what do you do when you're not right, and what do you do when things are going against you?
Okay, that's a very, very fair question. I mean, before I answer that question, if I get off track, just pull me back on. I need to tell you that some of the worst trades I have ever done, why they were caused. Because part of pulling a trade and changing your mind is looking at what you've done to understand what you did wrong. Mm-hmm. Not only do we need to look at what we did right, we need to specially look at what we do wrong so we don't do it again. And some of my worst trades are based on news. Somebody's talking about something being taken over.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big no-no. Rumors, mm-hmm. big no-no. And boredom. Boredom, worst trades.
Right, so, just because you feel like you want to do something.
Yeah, you stand in the ring and you see all these people trading around you. You know you're stuck in a trading range. Your lines, your charts, your homework. You always do homework before you do the trade, by the way. Tells you that you're stuck and it's going to break severely one way or the other. And you say, oh, well, let me try to just make some money on this trade, you know, trade down, range-bound trade, and as soon as you put your trade on, naturally it blows up on you. So those are some of the worst. Where do you pull the plug? You pull the plug when things get uncomfortable, when you've lost too much, and you're wrong. You're obviously wrong. What I do as a technical analyst, I look at things, I put trend lines on them, and if I violate a trend line once, I'll poke below it, I come back above it, and I'll explain to you why that happened, because I know I've been in the ring and I've seen why it happened. Mm-hmm. You go below the trend line, you come back above the trend line, and you're okay, so you still don't have to get out. If you stay below that trend line for 2 days, I would bail. It's okay. Not changing, and you're not coming back. So I use trend lines for stops. I use trend lines. Also, I use percentages. You know, if you go below an uncomfortable level, if I'm in a $20 stock and it's just dropping 2 points, I'm not happy. I'm out. I'm gone. I also look at support and resistance to put stops. If you're below a certain level, which has been support, or where everybody else seems to want to buy the stock there, mm-hmm. and they stop buying it, then I start to worry. And I know that it's going to start another range, so you want to be out. But you do put stops. Where do you throw in the towel and say you were wrong? When it does that, it's clear that you weren't right. So what are you going to do? Your ego's at the door. You can't have an ego. Drop it at the door. You were wrong. change your mind.
Right, and I think that's so. I think that's you know, great policy. I think the whole concept that you're saying is keep your losses short. I'm curious, with all your experience, and maybe you normally wouldn't do it, is there ever a time anymore that in a position you average down and you're at a loss and you say, I'm going to average my position, I'm going to take more of this position? Do you do that at all?
No. What I do is, as a floor trader on the floor, I used to get portfolio managers calling me up saying, look, I can't take this loss. They'll fire me if I take this loss. What can I do to avoid taking the loss where I can make money and maybe just be flat? So I used to come up with these wild ideas, these schemes, depending upon what the position was, and I used to correct the errors with options. And I used to do a lot of hedging with options. In other words, if they were long and something dropped precipitously, I would buy a put below and sell calls above so that I could pay for the put that I just bought so that I wouldn't lose money. And I would strategize to figure out how to get out of the position without a loss and even maybe a gain. And I've been able to do that. I highlight a lot of that stuff in my book. I wrote a book called The Options Doctor. And I do speak about those strategies in hedging for up markets, down markets, and sideways markets.
Right. And Jeanette, let me do this. I think that it's a fabulous discussion. I'd like to have you on more often to see if we can actually take a look at a couple of examples, maybe even a couple of trades. But what I'd like you to do, if you
sure.
could, spend just another minute. Give us your contact information, and I want to wrap up the show. But give us a couple of places to reach you, and we'll take it from there.
Well, for those who are interested in learning about technical analysis, I highly suggest, and if they're professionals, I highly suggest that they contact me at the Market Technicians Association and sign up for a self-study certification program so that they can learn how to do what I do. It's not a secret. I'm proud to share it with anybody who is willing to learn. Phone number here at the Market Technicians Association is 646-652-3300. My contact information here at the Market Technicians Association is Jeanette, my first name, Jeanette, at mta.org.
Awesome.
Now for my newsletter, which is to anybody who wants to read it, it's optnqueen.com. And my email address is the very same thing, optnqueen@AOL.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Jeanette Young, let me just say thank you for so much for joining us, folks. If you heard all her experience, go check out her sites. We'll have Jeanette on again. Jeanette, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're quite welcome. Have a great day.
We'll do, and happy Paddy's Day to you, too, as well. And,
okay.
Folks, let me just share with you that, you know, what we're always trying to do here is remind you that you shouldn't be following any strategy that doesn't make sense for you. Anyone who goes on television, anyone who goes on radio and says you should do this is violating the very, very codes of investing, which is know your client, know their risk, know what they can handle emotionally when things don't go against them. So I want to do this for you again. Let me give you my direct line at T3. I haven't done this for a couple weeks intentionally because we had some kinks to work out. We worked them all out. 646-845-4292 is my direct line down on Wall Street. My desk overlooks the Statue of Liberty. It's one of the most beautiful offices. Folks, if you're in New York City, want to visit T3 Live, come on up and come see me there. But the other thing I want to mention is the website Magnet Investing, which we haven't updated in a while, is going to be blended into T3. There are hundreds of radio shows. There are dozens and dozens of articles I've written in magazines. We're updating that. And over at trustacrossamerica.com, has all the information on the most trustworthy companies, bringing trust back to the market. Because, folks, people have to recognize This world goes on. They'll work out the issues overseas. They'll work all this out. The next thing you know, you have to ask yourself, how do you pay for college? How do you pay for retirement? You don't do that in the money market. So one more time, our thoughts to everyone around the world who's not safe today. Let's get them safe. Folks, tonight, be careful on the roads. If you're enjoying St. Paddy's Day, let's take mass transportation home. And folks, have a great week ahead. I think that we've seen the belly of the beast once again. And get your watch list together and get your action together and go over to T3Live.com for free complimentary couple week subscription. See if it works for you, and we'll see you right here next week on Magnet Investing on Voice America Business. Have a great week ahead.
Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.